Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide radio show. The show's outrageous and it's contagious. It will lift your spirits high, you'll feel that you can fly. Transform your attitude, fill it with gratitude. Cut loose and improvise, it's coaching time today. Joyce is a great coach with an extraordinary approach. Fast on the upbeat, top of the heap. A wild motivator, great stimulator. Unstoppable in a humoristic way. Life lessons with passion, joyfully today. You want Joyce as your coach if you want this to be your best year ever.
Coach Joyce here. I want this to be your best year ever. I want this to be my best year ever. I want this to be the best year ever for all our friends worldwide.
Welcome to Joyce, Barry, and Friends. We are broadcasting live across America and around the world. This is the Hour to Empower with stimulating talk, views you can use, memorable quotes, and powerful life lessons. We always have hot guests and cool topics. We even have cool guests and hot topics. You always want to tune us on, tune in, and tune up with us to hear the best of the best. You do not want to miss any of our shows. Each show goes into our archives. Log into JoyceBarryandFriends.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, and you will see each guest and each topic on our homepage. You can play and download any of our shows, always informative, inspiring, and motivational. You want to share these special shows with your friends, family, and contacts. You can follow us on Facebook and become a Joyce Barry subscriber and even a fan by going to our Joyce Barry and Friends fan page. Be sure to check like. You can follow us on Twitter. You can follow us by going to our Blog Talk Radio homepage and clicking follow right below my picture. You can also message me in any of these venues about our show, about our guests, about anything. My official website is JoyceBarry.com. Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E. The chat room is open. Log into the chat room, have fun, and chat away. I go back and forth into the chat room during the show to see what is going on in there. Motivation, inspiration, and an education. Positive, happy thoughts to improve your life, health, and finances. Take positive actions to create a gratifying lifestyle. Life lessons from me, your host, Joyce Barry, straight from the Coach's Corner. And then you will hear from our wonderful guest today. Folks, every day should be treated like a special day. We wish you the finest of friends, the opulence of opportunities, the magic of miracles, and the happiest of days. May this year be your best year ever.
Welcome to the show. It is always a privilege and a pleasure when I have one of my dearest friends, one of my all-time favorite authors, join our show. And that gentleman is Ted Siuber. He is extraordinary in all his works. I have several of his books. I can't even tell you which one is my favorite because every single one makes such a profound difference. They're inspiring. They're extraordinary. He is best known for, I think, the New Think and Grow Rich, which is the contemporary version of the Napoleon Hill book. But truly one of my favorites, the kind I want to keep right near me at all times and get my message of the day, is 101 Quantum Success Secrets. So I just love opening that book, finding a place, and I kind of get my message for the day. Folks, wait till you hear your message for today from my friend, world-renowned author Ted Siubo. Welcome to the show.
Joyce, it's always such a pleasure to be with you, be with your listeners, and Happy New Year to the world.
Happy New Year to the world. That's quite an audience, a whole wide world. And who better to share a great new message for the world at large than you, Ted Siubo. And what a title, what a topic, change your mind, change your world. Once you change your world, then you can take on the rest of the world. Go ahead, please share with us what you'd like to say about that.
Well, Joyce, first off, I want to thank you for recognizing the incredible research and work, this is in my opinion, that we've been doing. And here's where your genius comes in, tying it into so well to the beginning of this new year. Because as we speak, this is the very first official, in quotes, work day of the new year 2015. So thank you for your insights and getting it together for us.
Well, I just want to say, regardless of the day, regardless of the year, you are one person who is always welcome on this show. So for me, every day is Ted Siubo Day, if that's what you'd like. Open invitation.
You're so cool. And so then what we're talking about, relevant to the day, it's a new year, new energy. Even people who weren't necessarily thinking about new things or regeneration, well, the new year energy comes in, sweeps along. New year resolutions is one of the things that comes along. And everybody, you know, it's a famous thing. By the way, I went to USA.gov and found the top 12 resolutions, and they're just exactly what you'd expect. Lose weight, you know, get a better job, be more significant in your relationship, you know, on and on and on. The last one was drink less alcohol. And I thought, okay. But, however, approached properly, by the way, we all want every single one of those 12, right? But approached properly, those aren't 12 separate individual problems or issues or pesky behavior deficiencies, whatever. They are actually symptoms, and if you change one thing at the right level, at the right place, then all these other things will just go away. You'll find yourself finding a better diet. Abraham Maslow talks about actualization. Well, what he also said was actualization. Now, this is where the first groundbreaking research comes along. But by the way, this is now 150 years old. That's not what we're relying on. That's where we started. But it never comes alone. It always comes kind of like happiness and fulfillment. It comes as an accompanying part of the package. So we got to discover the right way to change. And what we are really excited about, you mentioned the name of it, we, around our clinics here, it's called Quantum Leap Mind Training. And, of course, we've been geared up since the beginning of December working on this because the new year is always, like I said, a special time. But we're dealing with something that, well, every now and then something comes along that radically steps humanity ahead, that just changes the turf and makes it a whole new world. I mean, you've all discovered history, like the discovery of fire, the invention of the wheel or the printing press. Look, flight, human flight, now we're flying past the moon. Quantum physics put us there. Quantum physics made a lot of things. Quantum physics ushered in a new age, and now we've learned how to take that radical departure from the old classical view, progressive view, outlook of the world, right? And we found that there are ways at the right time and right level. Remember, quantum is subatomic. It speaks of a level, right? So we've applied those things and those changes. And basically, you don't have to settle for progressive battles. You don't have to battle every single step and mile marker. You don't count them. It's kind of like instead of taking a car or a bicycle on the road. You get in an airplane and you fly overhead. You don't even see the mile markers. And a dramatic, easy, effortless, permanent change. And so what we've done here is we've taken the best of the best, Joyce. This is what we work with every day, to get our clients working with, and they're excited on and seeing great changes, just like you and me, is the best of the best. We took Think and Grow Rich, Napoleon Hill's work. You and I both love that work. It's highly acclaimed as the absolute top personal development book. Okay, we got it. It's proven, 12 principles. And then the research, like I mentioned, Abraham Maslow. And Maslow was just the beginning of a renaissance in mind discovery. Truth is, in the last 35 years, we've discovered more about the mind, how it works, and how to work it, than we ever, in the previous 50,000 years of what they are now calling official human existence, altogether, in 35 years, we've learned more, we're doing more. And this, by the way, is where the science of we call it, it's patented in Australia, by the way, neurosynergist sound technology. Remember, the best of the best, the new Think and Grow Rich philosophy, and the neurosynergist sound technology. Well, science. You know, this is coming out of the laboratories of Princeton University, Stanford University up in Northern California, talking about brain plasticity. What do you know? The brain can change. The brain can grow. There is a way, boy, it took a lot of work and research and laboratory to find it, but there is a way to create a structural brain change. You're not painting stripes on a zebra. You're a structurally different. You've got different electronic circuits from within coming out. And if you're supposed to be a zebra, you'll be a zebra, right? Or if you're supposed to be something else, you'll be that. But we found that, yes. Now, Napoleon Hill also, you know, again, the best of the best. Napoleon Hill was saying stuff, but it wasn't backed up quite with the science that we needed, the replicatable laboratory science, you know, that our modern age is addicted to, and, you know, let's not criticize it. It's a lot of stuff. But for those people, it always made a tough difference. So then you go to something like, you know, as in how do you measure 4 years or 5 years or a career of a lifetime and what it did and what Napoleon Hill's philosophy did. But let's get this whole thing into an afternoon, or excuse me, usually an evening, fire walking. There, Joyce, this was the first time, and this was like in 1984, where I personally became acquainted with a replicatable, very intense, very short time period, viewable, livable, experienceable circuit. That was through the fire walk, and basically, here's the whole story. Every single one of us knows without any shadow of a doubt that fire burns. Most of us have had an experience of getting burned by fire, either on a stove, maybe a hot liquid if you go to McDonald's, maybe a fire, we stepped into a campfire, grabbed, I mean, there's no question about fire. We can destroy, but we got Chap Oscar, a mutual friend, that's his brigade, you know. But yet, when a person intends to walk on fire, intends, they can walk on fire with immunity. And this is not a one-time freak thing that somebody in Sri Lanka on some island did in the 1860s that we're waiting and we're listening to somebody's report. People are doing this today with the proper mind. And so That was what woke me up, Joyce. And this
Wait,
is where.
Wait, Ted. Excuse me. I have to interject because I walked on fire, and I'm so proud of myself. So it is true, folks. Someone like me, I'm afraid of my own shadow, but I did walk on fire. I did it with Tony Robbins through his seminar, and I got to say that when I was standing right there with the hot coals in front of me, and I was beside myself, and I said, I can't do this. Like in the last minute, I was backing out. And two words from Tony, and I was off and running without a blister. It didn't feel hot. So I just want to attest to it personally. Yes, it's true. And it all had to do with the mindset.
And it was. I mean, just here's one thing that really comes up, Joyce. Assure me that it was really a real fire that had real heat.
Yes. Believe me, it was sizzling hot, sizzling hot. So I know firsthand that the mind is in control. Of course, with no experience at that sort of thing, you're going to think you can't do it, and the fear can easily overtake you. But I was so determined because those are the kind of experiences when you really believe you can't do something, and then you go ahead and do it, it is a life changer because it opens up the space for all the other things you think you can't do that you're going to do.
There it is, Joyce. I mean, the question to me was just so simple, is because, you know, again, I had been like you with a group too. If there is a mind-environment connection, if consciousness alone can actually change the experience we create and encounter with dangerous reality that is out there when we change our consciousness. If that can be happening related to fire, can it be limited only to fire?
That is a great question you pose, and the answer is clear because I just want to share one other one that was a life changer. I'm terribly afraid of heights, and I took a course way back when through Werner Earhart's the network programs, and that was about literally jumping off three mountains three different ways. One was with the zip line, where you zip from one mountain to the other. The other was the rappel, where you literally step off a mountain backwards. And the third one was the Trevelyan traverse, where you roped in from the center and with your hands, wearing gloves, of course, special mountain gloves, one hand behind the other to take you from one mountain to the other. And I was scared out of my mind. But again, I would never forget those experiences and how they paved the way for other things where fear may come up, because those are really huge, huge. And just one thing, and what made the biggest difference with the mountains, when I was standing at the end of the cliff to do the zip line, my hands are above the head holding the rope high up above, and I was beside myself, and I said to the trainer, I am totally freaked. I can't do this. And he said, I heard you, now take a step forward. And I did, and I was gone. The point is that they could spend hours talking to your mind and you'd still be standing at the moment. They just had to be in such an assured way to command your attention and respect that you just do it, because if you stand figuring it out, it will freeze you.
And Joyce, and that, by the way, is the primary issue that humans have, but it's not the only issue. And I'm talking about the fear.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned it just twice, you know, that overwhelming fear. But there's also, come on, education and experience, as in high places. You know, oh, baby, we are not airborne animals. If we fall out of a tree or off a step or off of a mountain, it can be fatal, right? So education and experience, how do we ever find the way to open the mind? How do we find the awareness to do it? How do we find the tools and the people? But it's not only, you know, fear, and I like the one too, false evidence appearing real. That's the acronym, false evidence appearing real for fear. But it's also an education and experience that we have to overcome because we know fire burns.
Yes. So you're saying with today's show, people, listen in. You're going to give us what it takes to have the mind change so your results will change.
And herein is the issue, is you're living in the quote-unquote, the objective world, the world that you came to, the world in, everybody now today understands brainwaves. You know, they don't understand or don't need to know the specifics, as in what vibe does what, but delta mind is very low, and beta mind is a line we have in our workaday world where we're getting on the train and going here and there, you know, and alpha is the one most programs take us to that are meditative and relaxing. So we know, you know, like beta and alpha, pretty much those kind of concepts. But there's stuff that's below that too. So remember, most meditation programs take us and you know, quote unquote, attempts at personal change. No slam against anybody, but we're so far advanced. But they take us into alpha. But really, what that is doing, that's like playing relaxing music. Now it's soothing. And it's calming, and that is in itself beneficial for the body, the brain waves, the processing that you've got to go. But it's temporary. What you need is a real change. You need something that changes the way the circuits are going to go through your mind and brain tomorrow. And the next day, you need to become somebody else. You don't just need to get a warm sauna and then go back being the next person, same person the next day, right? That warm
right.
sauna being equivalent to the alpha treatment. So you need to get in, and so basically, it's real deep science. I mean, this again is the stuff that you and your country, by the way, thank you, we've participated in many, many billions and billions of research, you know, on every front. It's not just the neuroscience front. Every front, especially related to medicine, has been progressing, but carefully researched music, engineered music it plays. Now, brain entrainment is only the beginning, only the first step. There's vibrations, and there's specific sounds, as in some time. By the way, my partner on this is better on some of the specifics than I am, but there's certain sounds of crickets that will open up the medulla oblongata, which is important in reaching what we're talking about in some respects is higher consciousness. We're dealing with consciousness, remember. Change your mind, walk on fire. Change your mind, go out and make those sales that you would like to talk about. And so we're dealing with, you know, there's subaudible, a lot of programming there. And then there's the male and female, which takes at one aspect, it's waking up or stimulating your yang powers, potentials, properties. Then we've got the female, the yang, or the yin. And different sounds, engineering, basically what it is. And again, by the way, I invite people up to the website, which you've got five pages, will give you a whole lot more info than us in an animated conversation. But it's a sound system. It combines all this research into sounds, vibrations, levels, and it takes you way down into delta. Now, not only does it get you in delta, it gets you in and out of delta. It even brings you back up into a low level of beta while you're in the programming sessions, because what it's doing, it's awakening all levels, but it has to go to the deep level, and we have found with it's kind of like, you know, the Buddhist monks, they say, well, it's a whole lot broader, of course, with modern science, but the concept is they find the right tone, and they're in tone with the universe, right? And there is a you in there that can be changed and reprogrammed, repatterned, and guess what? It really is electronic. And guess what? It really can be permanent. And we've linked it with the New Think and Grow Rich philosophy, is the long and short of it.
I think that is extraordinary. I think it's information people really need to have. My goodness, it is a new year. What better way to get a quantum leap with your goals, with your wishes, with your dreams? By all means, folks, go to quantumleapmindtraining.com. As Ted just mentioned a moment or so ago, you can get a lot from this animated conversation with the author, of course, but going to the website, I printed out 5 pages because it really gives you insight into what it's all about. Back to you.
Well, it does, Joyce, and thanks for mentioning the website, because anybody who goes there talking, you know, following up with you about what it's all about, is you'll have an opportunity to pick up 6 little samples of the program, and it's of one track. It's remember, it follows Napoleon Hill's philosophy. It follows the – we took out of the passion track, you know, and it shows different things, like the sounds that I was talking about and what the, again, what they mean, and there's a little bit more study, but how – the sound of the chirping of a certain kind of frogs affects a certain part of the brain, and there's certain things that affect the pineal gland. And you will hear the sound of a baby crying in the womb, computer amplified. You will hear solar waves, or you may not hear them at all, but they are there to your consciousness. Remember, your brain takes in more than your consciousness ever cognizes. But, you know, they always say the subconscious has picked up things like you can see, remember license tag numbers. You didn't remember it, but in your subconscious you did. And so that's what it's kind of, it's all about. It's finding that real source of power that makes, that opens up everything. Again, you know, lose weight, come on, solve the right problem, and not only will you lose weight, but you'll find a lot of other things going better at this time of the year.
Maybe we could get in a little bit, unleash your inner power to achieve. Everything starts with the inner, the mind, the soul, the spirit. What advice would you like to give people just about that in particular, so they have something to grasp, something to hold on to through this show today? Unleash your inner power to achieve. How do you do that?
Here's what I'll say, 2 things. Number one, throughout history, the people who have made great accomplishments have always done it after serious reflection. So you need to do some, and by the way, again, the timing's right, new year. You need to do some serious reflection. That's step one. And in that reflection, this is step two, get clear on what your, it sounds big, and it really is, but it's not that hidden if you'll really get it. Your definite chief aim in life is. What is, if you know, God or Jupiter or whoever is your vision of the ultimate authority, St. Peter, what if they came to you and said, you got one thing to make a difference in this life? Pick that out. So now what you've done, Joyce, remember, access your power, achieve prosperity. You have now sat down and got ready. Like you did if you were going to run a race, my goodness, you'd get yourself in the blocks and prepare to take off strong. And you've done that with your definite chief aim, and you're off and running the right way. Everything that you do now has a working relationship that will gear you and make productivity what could otherwise be spinning your wheels and dreams in good conversation if you don't have a definite chief aim.
Yes, absolutely, your definite purpose. And, again, that's coming from the principles of Napoleon Hill, that you must have your definite purpose. So when you say reflect and focus on your chief aim, your purpose in life, doesn't meditation play a part once you reflect and then you meditate on all of that?
Oh, certainly. Meditation, you know, we all know the aspects of the beneficial compliments of meditation. Meditation, kind of like good health, you know, taking care of your health as in exercising should be a compliment and is designed to be part of a productive, actualizing life.
So that's very significant. It frees the mind up and clears the mind. And then you can go back to your reflection on these things that are so important and your determination to have it happen for you.
Exactly. And determination, and remember, here's what it was. I've worked and studied, but here's my research group I'm with, we keep coming back to what it was on the fire, in front of the fire. It was clear, unequivocal intention. Now, that intention had belief in it somewhere, but it was intention. And it was intention to do something that you'd never done before, something that all education and experience told you was wrong. It was going to turn out bad. You already had that. Not a fear.
Absolutely. So it's a time to, once you see what is holding you back and negative thoughts that keep coming up, to know that you have the power to change it, that you do have the power.
Yes, Joyce. Now, you got to get the right tools, the right people, because guess what? Education, I keep going back to. You haven't learned. We, first of all, by the way, if you're into conspiracy theories, you might like this. We as a world generally don't want that stuff around, out there, because it's too powerful education to empower people. Second of all, come on, here's the one I really subscribe to, Joyce. We're dealing with breakthrough methods and insights and materials and technology that did not exist before the time that Tony Robbins busted on the scene. I mean, it was a renaissance, right? So nobody that was living and doing their stuff previous to now could even benefit by this technology. It's new technology.
Yes, absolutely. I just want to share also, folks, once again, that website, because this will really put things in perspective, Quantum Leap, mindtraining.com. And I would say it will make a profound difference. Like I say, I printed everything out, and I'm totally fascinated by it. Also, I just want to share with you, we're in a new year for a new you. Really, you should listen to our shows. Every day we offer a different topic, a different guest. In every case, it's designed to improve your life, designed to improve your world. And let me share with you, through the wise words of Beverly Nadler in her voice, the reasons why you should be listening every day to Joyce Barry and Friends.
Listen to me. I have something to say about a wonderful way to start your day, a way to stimulate your mind and increase your energy, make you feel so good. And guess what? It's free. Weekdays at 11 a.m. Eastern, hear the Joyce, Barry, and Friends show. You'll find it on the internet, on Blog Talk Radio. This show is upbeat and fun and very inspirational. It's informative, educational, and very motivational. There's the Coach's Corner, great quotes and news. There are suggestions, perspectives, and advice you can use to enhance your life and improve your health, plus clever, simple ways to increase your wealth. Joyce's perceptions and personality will keep you captivated, and her guests from many walks of life will always keep you fascinated. When Joyce and her friends speak, it's like you're in the conversation. This is part of what makes her show so unique, really a sensation. For Joyce's friends are not only the guests you're listening to, they're everyone who is tuning in. Yes, I do mean you. So refer your friends and family. They'll be so pleased to know. And let's make Joyce, Barry, and Friends the number one internet radio show.
And folks, if you want to contact me, it's CoachJoyce@AOL.com. I'm a success coach, I'm a motivational speaker, and I am a home business coach. Simply send an email to CoachJoyce@AOL.com, put your name and contact information in the in the text of the email. The subject line, put Ted Siuber. I'll know what show you've listened to. Send me that, and I'm happy to give you a free consultation about working with a coach. I want to go back to you, Ted, and before you continue, I want you to give people some of your other websites and how they can connect with you.
Cool, I appreciate it. Joyce, we work most of our stuff out of thinkrich.com, and that's just like it sounds, no tricks. Think as in think and grow rich, and rich as in think. So that's it. You'll find other stuff there. Thanks, Joyce.
ThinkRich.com. There is a wealth of information there. And as I said, I never met a Ted Siuber book I didn't like. So no matter which one you choose, which one you resonate, which program you resonate with, you can only forward yourself. Back to you on this extraordinary program, Change Your Mind, Change Your World.
Well, Joyce, when you were growing up and getting education, didn't they teach you that the brain and the mind, you know, they didn't quite understand some of the distinctions we use today, but didn't they say that the only thing you could ever do was destroy brain cells? You could never grow any new ones.
Yes, I have heard that, but I just want to make a distinction here. I'm still growing up.
Oh, okay. And so I'm making a point, too. Education, we believe a lot of what we've been taught. And the truth is that's the trend, right? That's the normal way. But that's not the capacity. That's not what, you know, what can be. It's like you don't measure what is possible by what the average is doing, right? That's not going to tell you what's possible. It could tell you what the average is doing. So, structural brain change. That's what we're dealing with. And this, by the way, again, it had to go beyond the mystics saying it. And I say that not in a bad way, but that is, how do we replicate it in the laboratory? And how do I have scientific experiments following due process, everything that everybody expects coming out? Mainly Stanford University was doing a lot of this seminal research. But it is now beyond any question approach the right way, that is using an enriched environment appropriately, we can create, and here's the scientific terms, you know how they're always so cautious in their terms, structural brain change. Now, what's happening is underneath the hood of your head, there's massive changes going on. You're becoming a high-energy, efficient, electrical conductor, transmitter, transducer. There is more mass now in your brain. Remember, structural brain change, enriched environment, more mass. There's more mileage in the – there's 100,000 miles worth of connecting nerve cable in your brain. That grows. The complexity, the connections. So not only do we have more mass, now we have more – growth and more complexity, and then we get higher skills and higher abilities to see. And electricity is working smoother, faster, cleaner. And guess what? Even the Mylar sheath, which is the, quote-unquote, to compare it with something everybody will understand metaphorically or simile, electrical wire has a rubber coating around it so that the electrical charge doesn't short out, dissipate, and lose its energy, right? Even that improves and grows. Now, they've taken brains apart that have done this, you know, this scientific stuff, and you say, oh, what? I can do things that were undreamed of in common conception. Not impossible, but undreamed of in common conception. Now, we are finding ways to take common people into that realm and experience it for themselves in their world.
Wow, that's pretty amazing. You know, and as I'm listening to all this and focusing on it, I have to, just acknowledge there are things such as self-fulfilling prophecies and the law of attraction, again, where the mind is controlling to a great extent of what is in your destiny and what is happening before you. Is there anything you want to say about either of those?
Well, they are both, massively important, and neither one of them are brand new things. Neither one of them are darlings. Neither one of them by themselves are tricks that are going to solve everything. And, you know, with Rhonda Byrne and The Secret, all of a sudden it became very, very popular. But, of course, you can find this stuff in ancient literature. In fact, most people in this country subscribe to the Bible. There's all kinds of references directly in that and illustrations and stories. But the answer is, once we get beyond, they're not just frivolous or new, they're basic, and you want their tools that you, again, can use to access it. The self-fulfilling prophecy. You think you can, as Virgil says, so you can. You think
right.
You can, so you can. And that opens up the access, that opens up the powers, that makes you, because you're thinking and believing and you're positive-minded, you go out and see the right people, make the right connections. Amazing things happen. Well, that's why I like fire, because amazing things, remember, unreplicatable in the laboratory. Fire, by the way, they've had Guinness out there, and they've used fluke thermonuclear couplers that measure the temperature. There is no hocus-pocus. Right? It's laboratory, and it works. The law of attraction, you think you can, you can. And that's the self-fulfilling prophecy. But something changed, because it was the same fire. Consciousness alone changed the interaction between you and your body is, you know, an exterior part of you, of course, between you and the exterior part of the world, which is fire, the exterior part of, quote-unquote, the other, right? It's the same thing.
I just want to say, it reminds me, there was a wise man who said, whether you think you can or can't, either way, you're right. And we're taught, you know, through the years, and you're right, a lot of it came from the Bible, that what it is the mind focus on, what you conceive in the mind, what you believe in the mind, can come to pass. Now you're saying there's a whole other level present here. So how would you explain, to go to that quantum leap from these ancient things that we've heard for so long to a whole new place?
Well, I would say it's the same thing as, for instance, in ancient days, we could travel internationally, and it might take months to get there safely. And today, we can get on a plane in the morning and be there and have lunch in a foreign country, right? And it's the same thing. Technology is further along than, it's the same, by the way, in every single field, including, unfortunately, weaponry and medicine, which is fortunate, and everything else, right? Technology is way ahead of what the common conception and understanding is aware of at this point. But we have these tools that are now available, and ironically, they end up saying and sounding, when you get down to the basic essence, to the same thing the ancient mystics were saying. True, we admit that. You know, there is no matter. There is only energy. Energy, quantum physics. Energy can be directed with thought. The observer affects the observed. The world out there isn't out there. The world is the observer affecting the world, and you get what you get in interaction. Well, all this has become scientific, Joyce. I mean, in a lot of ways, it leads us to those same mystical practices and attitudes, but there's no way the modern Western mind could believe that the benefits that could come from that without coming through the scientific door. I don't know. It's just the way we are today, you know?
Yeah. I mean, on that level, I mean, it's pretty astounding. Because when you think of, like, the law of attraction and all of that, you don't think of it as scientific. You think of it as kind of paranormal, kind of spiritual and all of that. When you once you equate things on a scientific level, it takes away from a lot of the doubts and non-believers.
Precisely. And remember, we said fear isn't the only obstacle we've got. A big obstacle is education and experience. So we've got to, you know, and we have that doubt and unbelief because our education and experience has told us certain things.
You just gave me something that I just thought about. So we can either be run by fear and have that stop us in our tracks, or run by fuel, the fuel that keeps on burning to propel us forward with this new information.
You are so right. And when we are not on our feet, we will actually figure out an acronym for F-U-E-L that relates precisely.
I'll get that figured out within 24 hours.
I love you.
Because I was inspired with the fear versus fuel, because just listening to you, you are providing the match that lights up the mind to really believe in oneself and to move forward. I just get so much from you and from your writings and all of that. That's why no matter what it is that's coming out, what it is that's new, I still want people to look at the old, like I said, one of my favorites is 101 Quantum Success Secrets. I believe everyone should have that book as well. So as we're starting to wind down here, what do you want to leave people with?
Well, first of all, of course, I'd invite everybody to get up to Quantum Leap Mind Training. And there's more research there. There's more material, and you could get involved if you want to. And second of all, I'd say get serious. And getting serious doesn't mean you won't have fun. It means you'll have a whole lot more fun and engagement. But really, get serious. We go back to Joyce said, what would be your advice? And I said, two things. I didn't have to think. I said, stop, focus in, and find, and that's an ironic word, if you will hang with me, but find what you want to commit your definite chief aim to. And I say find because I always say it's already in there. You're already vibrating. You're already got a tone that you're emitting, if you will, stop. It's circular. It goes together. And do that. You'll be on your way. Thanks, Joyce.
Yeah, we'll have to get you something for fuel. I've got the first two words, find understanding, and I got to hook it up with the EL, because once you understand something and it makes sense to you, wouldn't you say there's a much better chance that you'll follow that paradigm?
Education, if it conflicts with what you know, there's a real good chance you will discount it completely.
Right, yeah. Exactly. That's why I said it was so huge for me. It was such life changes, the mountain courses and walking across the coals, because if you go by what you know and what you believe, you can't possibly do it. The mind is going to say you'll burn yourself, you'll get hurt, you won't be able to walk for months till this heals. You'll just have all that chatter. And that's why standing at the end of the mountain, they don't discuss it with you. The trainers, no matter what your fear is, they just look at you like, I know, I got it, now step off the mountain. They don't address it at all, because you can't address something that's so embedded. You'll have 100 reasons why you can't do something. So you got to get past the mind to do what you want to do. And I learned that on the top of the mountain and in front of the hot coals.
You did. You learned that. And there's a couple things I want to pull out of there, several things. You learned that because you put yourself in a position to learn that, even though you still had some of those fears and uncertainties and miseducation going on, and you did it in the counsel of others that you knew had the secrets. I mean, you did not do it alone, Joyce. That's my point.
Right.
You put yourself in the right spot. You went to those who could help you, and you knew they could.
Right. Yeah, very important point.
Yeah,
the support. Absolutely, I couldn't have done it alone. Absolutely, I had to have impeccable trust in the trainers and Tony to do that. But it was a life changer for sure, because that's when I learned you are not your mind. You are so much more than your mind. It's just one part of you.
Yeah, it's a profound experience for sure. I used to lead people on firewalks, but you know, as I've got older and less energetic on that regard, I don't do it. But it's still a profound thing that I recommend.
I didn't know that you had that journey as well. I just thought you go on windy roads with a motorcycle at God knows what speed.
Oh, well, I like to do that too. But hey, Joyce, back in my day, hey, I was written up in San Francisco B and the Fresno Chronicle, or maybe it's a San Francisco. Yeah, it is San Francisco Chronicle and the Fresno B, B E E. By the way, a few things like that, and you know, because I was working in California. But yeah, this empowerment stuff, in a lot of ways, it's the most exciting journey that we could ever embark on.
Yes, life is an exciting journey if you live it and you don't sit on the sidelines as it passes you by. I want to go back to you, Ted, because your work is so auspicious and you have so much to offer. So in the last few minutes here, what would you like to share? You know, we've told people about this website, but you've got so much more. You never know what resonates with people. So in thinkrich.com, I believe it's your other books as well.
That's right. Truth is, I've written over 40 books, and things that we didn't even get into today, Joyce, but I've got I'm in my 60s, but I've got a long pedigree career in marketing, and so a number of the books that I wrote are in marketing, such as How to Get Rich on the Internet and Mail Order in the Internet Age, and we've got the world's number one premier integrated e-commerce system for those who are on the website using it, you know, as merchants. It's called autopilotriches.com.
I haven't heard of that one. I have to check that out.
Please do. And that's so funny because we make, quote unquote, most of our actual money and most of our career has been in marketing. Autopilot Riches, there is not a better marketing program, but most of the time when I'm invited like this, you know, let's get on the radio show and talk about, it's on these empowerment themes that are much more general than, you know, a specific marketing, like I got a show that I'm going to tomorrow, but it's a marketing arena, you know, we're going to be talking marketing, but when we talk broad, we generally talk about the new Think and Grow Rich. We generally talk about the sub-4-minute extra mile, and we talk about your and my favorite book, 101 Quantum Success Secrets.
Yeah, that is my favorite. So in autopilotriches.com, which I had not heard of before today, you're saying there's also a wealth of information.
Well, I am saying there, that's a specific merchant tool, as in someone who is selling something on the internet. And nobody can market and sell anything on the internet without having a way to build a database, to contact that database, and to make a transaction where they make money, right? Now, I know, I've heard it, well, I can be an affiliate. I can go to Amazon and sell their products. Great. You go, you sell a $20 book and you make 24 cents. I'm happy for you. But there's a lot more beyond that. Besides which, if you have a list that you've developed, then you can tell those 100,000 people that are your fans and followers, look, I found this book, and now that 24 cents turns into at least $240, $2,400. Got it?
Folks, I just want you to know when Ted talks about the Internet, making money on the Internet, resources with the Internet, he's not just the man on the street talking about the Internet. Ted Siuba literally created the first ever World Internet Summit. The World Internet Summit. He was the founder and speaker at that summit. So you're hearing this today from someone who knows a thing or two about the Internet.
Absolutely. Thank you, Joyce. But again, you know, whatever profession, whatever field people are in, what's in common is the things that we talk about in and around the New Think and Grow Rich. It really is. You know, it boils it down. Change your thinking, change your world.
Okay, I have your acronym, and it is FUEL. Find Understanding Everlasting with nationally acclaimed author Ted Siuba.
Well, what can I say, Joyce?
FUEL, Find Understanding Everlasting with nationally acclaimed author Ted Siuba, because your principles are everlasting and you're so in the moment, you're so contemporary. So definitely you are a major source of FUEL, undisputedly.
Cool.
So Ted, what would you like to say in closing out our show here?
Happy New Year, everybody. Go make it yours.
I want to say, firstly, thank you, Ted Siuba. Always happy to have you on the show. Always supremely happy to have you in my life. And this is my prayer for all of you. The last day. Make this the last day, the very last day of your struggles, your suffering, your ill health, your misfortunes, your problems, your pain, your worries, your troubles, your trials and tribulations. May this be the first day of extraordinary wishes granted and dreams coming true. Make it the most meaningful day of making more money, good health, good luck, good fortune, attracting special people and opportunities, creating magical memories, and manifesting marvelous miracles. And I'm going to close out the show with our celebration song. So go celebrate the new year with all your hopes, dreams, and wishes. Believe in miracles and know they will come true if only you are open to receiving them.
I was listening to Blog Talk Radio when my ears heard something that I did know. From the speakers of my laptop I heard a voice. It was the White Oprah, also known as Joyce.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH. I felt so inspired by her show, and her poetry was just so good, you know. I want to listen to Joyce again and again, as Joyce would say, if not now, when?
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Wow.
Joyce knows all about having fun. She's
wow.
a home business wizard and she's just begun.
Wow.
She's
wow.
a coaching sensation for not just me or
wow.
you or her. It's for everyone.
Then you can MASH.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She's a home business smash.
Then you can MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can MASH.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Have a fantastic day and listen to Joyce Barry and Friends.